It is 8:39. It's Monday morning with the Musers. We're back from Thanksgiving break, talking about that huge win for the Cowboys. Back-to-back games, they beat the last two Super Bowl participants, the Eagles and now the Chiefs. And joining us on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the owner and GM. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations.
I tell you what, thank you very much for that. I'm glad you mentioned that in your introduction to me, that in consecutive weeks beating the two Super Bowl teams. You know what that means, don't you?
Mm.
That means we should retroactively be awarded last season's Super Bowl. So that's four for four.
Boy, that's a stretch there.
In a shortened week, too. What do you make of that?
It's impressive.
Very impressive. And I tell you, it was just great to do it on Thanksgiving Day. What a tradition Thanksgiving Day is for the Cowboys.
Yes.
Cowboys. you got the red kettle. You got the turducken. You got the line to Charlotte Bridges telling her how much I enjoyed the halftime show that she booked. I mean, I tell you, I've never heard of most of these people that she books. I wish she'd book some of them popular artists from back in my day, like John Philip Sousa or Francis Scott Key.
Well, she booked Dolly for you a couple years ago.
Yeah, Dolly.
She did. That was a personal request, and I'm very, very happy that Charlotte did that for me. But I did, I have to say, though, I did really enjoy this year's halftime show with Post Cologne.
Post Malone. Yeah, Post. He's a big Cowboys fan.
Good. It's a little bit rap, a little bit country. And I love it that he's such a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
He's a big Cowboys fan.
Cowboys.
And I love him. I love him. I don't want to say anything bad about him, but he does kind of look like a guy who brings your car from around back at the tow yard.
A little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Got them tattoos and them teeth that makes him look like a Bond villain, you know.
Right.
But he's got the heart of a disciple.
Yes.
And the appearance of the devil, as my dad would say. but of course, the highlight of every Thanksgiving game is sending Gene down there on the field to entertain them goodwill people so I can find some old gal to honk in the tumbler.
Okay, come on.
No, I'm glad we won. Glad we won. If we had lost that game and our fans started booing, I was going to send the Salvation Army into the stands and take all them fans as POWs.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I get command of the Salvation Army on Thanksgiving Day.
Not sure they're that kind of army.
No.
Well, your defense did allow four touchdowns in that game, but they've been looking really, really good, much improved. You feeling good about that Quinnen Williams trade, I guess?
Very, very. I'm very excited and happy about that. I mean, nothing makes me feel better about my GM and telling people I traded Mozzie for Quinnen. Mozzie for Quinnen. It's like trading Anthony Davis for Luka. Who's the bad GM now, huh?
Well, there's a little more to it than that, involving draft picks and, you know.
I'm Rob Pelinka more than Nico Harrison. People are finding out.
Maybe in that deal, yes.
Yeah, it was a good deal, and we thought it wouldn't start really paying dividends until next year, and here you are. And plus, the Eagles lost on Friday. Do you now feel that maybe winning the division is actually within reach?
Of course I do. George, come on. I'm an eternal Cowboys optimist.
Yeah.
And plus, there's a friend of mine that every time I spend a lot of time with him, he convinces me that we have a chance to get all the way to the Super Bowl this year. So I hang around with him a lot, so he's got me all hyped up.
Who's that?
Johnny Walker Blue. You ever met him? He makes you believe.
He can talk you into anything.
He talks me into anything. And he can also make you fall asleep in the back seat of your limo and only wake up once you realize your adult diaper's leaking.
But, oh, gosh.
I mean, y'all ever gotten electrocuted by a limo seat warmer that doesn't react well to urine?
No. Sorry that happened.
14 times.
Oh, gosh.
14.
Hey, it looks like you're going to get Trayvon Diggs back for the game against Detroit. What are your expectations from him?
To get hurt again immediately, probably.
Oh.
I mean, who knows? He's supposed to play, but, you know, it's Trayvon. He might hurt himself playing Fortnite or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, there's no telling with him.
You could trip over a blade of grass.
But, man, you're receiving crew, Pickens and CD. Are you going to get Pickens signed now to a long-term contract?
I'm very motivated to do that, George. Very motivated.
Okay.
I want to get him signed, get him a Cowboy for the foreseeable future. I love old Jumpin' George Pickens.
Jumpin' George.
But there's a process. Now, I want everyone to understand that there's a process I got to go through before I give a deserving player a big money contract.
Oh, okay. That's right.
First, I have to make a lot of cryptic, nonsensical statements and rambling word salad type speeches to the press just to confuse everyone, including myself, as to what my real intentions are. Sometimes them long stories are going to include about how I was doing things back in the 90s that really have nothing to do with the current situation. And then next, I'll try to make everyone, including the fans, very angry by using a lot of silly delay tactics to draw out the process several months.
You will do that.
That
dominate that news cycle until everyone's sick of hearing about it.
Yeah.
And then up next on our agenda, I will have to try and freeze out the player's agent from negotiations.
Right, yeah.
Because I got to talk directly to the player himself.
Right, you don't talk to agents.
That's right. And that will alienate everyone involved and drag things further out.
Well, you really do have this all planned out.
Then eventually I'll get desperate and either agree to an even bigger number than they originally wanted or just get frustrated and try to trade them away and, or let them walk. Tell everyone that was my plan all along.
Just get him signed.
Well, no, George, I just told you I have a process.
Yeah, he's got a plan.
I guess
and that's
so.
One thing I learned from Jason Garrett is I got to trust that process.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the
so
process.
You've got that to look forward to, George Duncan.
Dunham.
Hey, when we going to get you back on that stage in PA?
I don't know.
I want you and Jeff K to do it together.
He does a fine job. You don't need a
he
new PA guy.
He does a great job, but I want you to tag team with him.
No, I don't need to.
That'd be fun, listening to you two arguing over the PA system. Especially when he does birthdays and does Wowie.
Oh, man, please no.
That'd be great. Hey, look, we got something to look forward to. We got a winning product on the field.
Yep.
It's all sunshine and roses right now.
Well,
and let's just hope we can pull it off before I get put 6 feet under, all right?
Don't talk like
good
that.
Good morning, team.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah.